On July 19th, when we arrived off the shores of Machaya Seal Island and the captain cut the engine, the first thing I noticed was an eerie quiet. There were plenty of seabirds about, but I didn't see a single Arctic or common tern. Their raspy squawks had dominated the soundscape in 1993, but the captain said their nesting colony had completely crashed. My heart felt heavy, even as it swelled, seeing dozens of puffins and razorbills flying overhead. None of their eggs had hatched yet, so none of them were carrying fish to nesting burrows, but their adorably plump little bodies and matchless faces held me in awe. Half the passengers were birders on an organized tour with a professional guide. We had more people than spaces in the observation blinds, so those of us who were on our own went into the blinds for the first hour-long shift, while the people on the tour were briefed by their guide for the second shift. I shared a blind with a couple whose last name was also Erickson. The captain's assistant led us to a tiny shack, showed us how to operate the windows, and cautioned us never to open the windows on opposite sides at the same time so that the birds couldn't see us. He closed the door, and we were on our own. Opening the windows was like the moment in the movie The Wizard of Oz when Dorothy opens the door from her black-and-white tornado-blown house into a vividly colorful Munchkin land. The sky was intense blue, and atop dozens of gray rocks spattered with white was at least one glorious puffin. My camera lens is a 100 to 400 millimeter zoom. Many of the puffins were so close that unless I pulled the lens in, I couldn't get the whole bird in the picture. I got some thrilling close-ups, including one showing the spiny roof of a puffin's mouth. When a puffin catches a fish, it can use its raspy tongue to brace the fish against the spines while it opens its beak to catch yet another fish, which in turn is braced against the spines so it can catch yet another. Puffins carry an average of 10 fish back to the nest when feeding young. The record off Great Britain was a puffin managing to carry an amazing 62 fish at once. I have several shots showing how the brilliant orangey-yellow circular markings at the gape of a puffin's bill are actually soft, fleshy, flexible tissue that opens up so that when carrying fish, the upper and lower mandibles can both be held horizontally, putting even pressure on every fish from front to back. Most bird bills are tightly angled, which wouldn't allow puffins to grasp any fish at all near the tip if they were holding fish further back. The tight angle would also slice off both ends of fish near the back of the bill if the bill were grasping fish near the tip. Now I want to go back to Machaya Seal Island next year, later in the season, to get photos of them holding numbers of fish. In 1993, my whole family was charmed by the puffins, but Tommy's favorites were the elegant razorbills, so I made a special point of photographing as many of them as I could. I also spent a lot of time watching and photographing common murres. Most of these penguin-like seabirds have solid dark brown heads, but a few have a white circle around the eye punctuated with a narrow line extending back. These bridled individuals are more numerous further north in Arctic waters, but any advantages or disadvantages of the marking are not known. When it was time for our group to leave the blinds, we were brought to a sitting area near the lighthouse to spend an hour watching other birds on the island. Savannah sparrows were everywhere. A common yellowthroat sang near where we sat. A few barn swallows darted about, and a small group of Arctic terns flew overhead a couple of times, though they did not alight. One red-eyed vireo spent the entire hour near the light of the lighthouse catching moths and other insects. But overall, Machaya Seal Island belongs to seabirds. When we left, the captain took the boat all around the island, so we got good looks at common eiders and two different species of seals. I arrived back in Cutler Harbor with over 3,600 photographs and my heart singing with joy. I fell asleep that night still smiling at the end of one of the loveliest days of my life. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.